You're listening to SBS News.
It's been more than a year since the global pandemic was declared, and scientists are still struggling to understand the behaviour of the coronavirus. As new variants emerge around the world, evidence is mounting that being infected with COVID-19 may not protect against reinfection. E. John Werry, an immunology expert from the University of Pennsylvania, says scientists don't understand why that is.
It does look like reinfection is possible. I don't think we fully understand why that is and why immunity has not developed after natural infection. It does look like it's absolutely a minority of people. It does look like we induce good antibodies in the vast majority of people who get infected, but not all.
While exact measures of immunity are still not possible, scientists do think reinfections are rare and usually less serious than initial ones. However, this can't be confirmed in relation to virus variants. In Brazil, researchers are exploring whether reinfections help explain a recent surge in the city of Manaus, where 3/4 of residents were thought to have been previously infected. Toying with immunity is something that the United States Health Department is also cautious about. Dr. Anthony Fauci has warned against deviating from the 2-dose regimen for the approved COVID-19 vaccines. He says delays with booster shots could increase the number of potentially dangerous virus variants.
The other theoretical issue that could be problematic with regard to only a single dose, that if you get a suboptimal response, the way viruses respond to pressure, you could actually be inadvertently selecting for more mutants by a suboptimal response. So for that reason, we have continued to go by the fact that we feel the optimum approach would be to continue with getting as many people on their first dose as possible, but also making sure that people on time get their second dose.
With Europe's highest COVID-19 death toll, the United Kingdom is urging countries to push ahead with vaccination. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Jonathan Van Tam says people should not delay protection against an immediate threat.
Look, please don't delay if you're called. Take the advantage to protect yourself against the clear and present danger, against the immediate threat.
British Health Secretary Matt Hancock says vaccines work to reduce severity and mortality, which should be reason enough to continue with inoculation.
First, the evidence is that the existing vaccines have some effect against new variants, particularly preventing serious illness and mortality. So the existing vaccine rollout is mission critical for tackling new variants too.
E. John Werry from the University of Pennsylvania describes it as a glass half full situation.
The glass half full side of the story is that these variants seem to only be escaping immunity partially. And even in these studies where we're seeing evidence of reinfection, the rates of symptomatic and severe infection are essentially non-existent.
However, in South Africa, trials seem to be yielding different results. The government put their inoculation program on temporary hold after studies suggested the vaccines would be minimally effective against the South African B1351 variant. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, Director General of the World Health Organization, says this is concerning news, but adds that studies were small scale and done with a younger, healthier population sample.
Yesterday, South Africa announced that it was putting a temporary hold on the rollout of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine after a study showed it was minimally effective at preventing mild to moderate disease caused by a variant first identified in South Africa. This is clearly concerning news. Given the limited sample size of the trial and the younger, healthier profile of the participants, it's important to determine whether or not the vaccine remains effective in preventing more severe illness.
Mass inoculation is continuing across the European Union, including in Italy and Germany. German Health Minister Jens Spahn says they will be combating dosage waste by allowing some people to jump the queue.
In the evening, when the vaccinations that were planned have been given, there may still be vaccine doses left over. For example, because more vaccine doses were drawn from a vial bigger than planned, or because some vaccine recipients did not show up. And since the shelf life is only a few hours, you have the choice between throwing away or vaccinating. And from my point of view, anything is better than throwing away.
In Italy, vaccinated and optimistic grandparents are waiting for their booster shot. Abramo Abrusca and his wife say they soon hope to resume their duties.
Soddisfatto, bro.
I'm satisfied. After the second shot, I have 7 grandchildren waiting for a hug.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.